Carol, Carol. Where is Frank?
Oh, I sent him to the park to play with Lily. I'm hoping that'll cheer him up. Gee, you know, ever since his knee went out and then he found that gray hair in his chest, he's all in a funk because he thinks he's getting older.
Oh, I know, but listen, Frank's funk is bunk. And I, Jean-Laurent Berrou, am here to tell you how to bid it adieu. Sit down. Listen to this. I just read this article called Those Amazing Geezers, 100 Fantastic Feats Performed by People Who Are Older Than Dirt.
So what does this have to do with cheering Frank up?
It's good to make him realize that it don't matter how old you are. You can still do amazing things. You can do whatever you want. For instance, did you know that Nancy Reagan can pole vault over 16 feet? And the whole time she keeps her ankles neatly crossed.
Well, I didn't know.
And Bob Hope can do over 900 chin-ups. And once a week, Catherine Hepburn rides a Brahma bull.
No, this is all very nice, but don't show this to Frank, okay? Because I don't think his being identified with the older-than-dirt crowd will make him happy.
Mommy, Mommy, the most funniest thing happened at the park today.
Really? What's the most funniest thing that happened today?
Daddy was buying me ice cream, and the ice cream man called him Grandpa. Hi, Grandpa.
Matter, Frank, why are you walking that way? Did your back go out when you're playing with Lily?
No, my back went out when I was getting a drink of water. Bent over the fountain, I heard something snap. Next thing I knew, there were a bunch of five-year-olds standing over me saying, is he dead?
Hey, Frank, would it make you feel better to know that Charlton Heston can pull a train with his teeth?
Honey, I'm going upstairs. I'm going to call Dr. Kevorkian and see if he can squeeze me in today.
Come on, tell me. Tell me that you got me for my birthday.
No, no, there's no way that you can get it out of me.
All right. You win.
I win.
We'll see about that.
Oh, God. That's my earlobe. That is so unfair.
Wow. Are you going to be a good boy and tell me what you got me for my birthday?
Absolutely not. Unless you get this spot right here. That's it. That's okay. I think I'm... Yes, I'm about to break. Okay, I'll give you a little hint, all right?
Oh, man, I'm eating here.
All right. You're off the hook for now, but I'll be back when Lardo, the human garbage disposal, is in here.
Man, she is dying to know what I got her for her birthday, man. Check this out. Gift number one.
What's that?
It's an LP.
What's that?
Never mind. It's Sonny and Cher. I got you, babe. It's our song.
Gee, Rich, I didn't know we had a song. That's great.
Not you.
Oh.
I Got You, Babe is the first song that Dana and I heard after we said we loved each other.
Ah, that's very sentimental. Now, where's the real gift?
Ah, the real gift. That is right here. Check this out, man. It's a 14-karat gold pendant. Even says on the back, I got inscribed, you're the only one.
Oh, man. Rich, man, this thing is killer. This must have cost you a fortune.
Sure did, about $300. And that was 2 years ago.
But you weren't dating Dana 2 years ago.
Duh, I was going out with Caroline Fisher. She liked it. Right up until the point she broke up with me, wrapped it around a rock, and threw it through my bedroom window. But Dana loved it.
Oh, man, you're gonna give Dana a necklace that you gave to another girl? Not even I'm not that stupid.
I would have gotten her a new one, but I'm broke.
Rich, trust me, this is a bad idea. If Dana finds out, she's gonna rip your head off and use it as a purse.
Well, I don't know how she's gonna find out, because I'm not gonna tell her, and you're not going to tell her, so there's no possible way she could find out.
Rich, women sense these things. It's like they have some kind of chick radar, you know? Huh?
Look, this gift is idiot-proof, and I'm going to be the one to prove it.
Yep, you are.
I don't know, Al. Maybe I'm overreacting, but I'm a little worried about your father. He just seems so preoccupied with this whole age thing.
Carol, come on. I mean, my dad is a pretty stable guy. I'm sure he's over all of that by now.
What do you think?
Well, that depends. Who are you?
Well, I mean, how do I look? I think it makes me look 15, maybe 20 years younger, huh?
I think it makes you look like Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds? Wow! Oh, that's smoking!
Yeah. Dad, huh? I don't think that's a compliment.
Look, Frank, I know that being called Grandpa may be a little upsetting, but don't you think this is going overboard?
Now, come on, Carol. You want to feel young, you gotta look young.
Okay, guys, I'm ready to go to the mall when Frank gets home.
Hey, Mark. How do you like my threads, huh?
Midlife crisis.
Well, hey, Frank, you know, you look great. Very young and very San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Cool.
Well, you ready to go in the mall?
With you? No way. Not that I'd be embarrassed to be seen with you or anything. It's just, you know, I'm in the mood to walk 6 miles.
Cool. Catch you later.
Right. Catch you later.
I'd love to stay and rap with you, but I'm scoring some tickets to the Gin Blossoms concert tonight. It's a hot new rock band, honey. All the young kids love them, right, Al?
Oh, yeah, Dad. Yeah. We kids think they are pretty groovy.
Solid. And I'll catch you later, baby.
Can't wait, daddy-o. Well, I guess Elvis has left the building.
You guys didn't have to get me a present.
Well, sure we did. We just hope you like it.
Ah, are you kidding? I love it. It's right size, and it's a great color, and it's just all around perfect. So I'd have to say JT had nothing to do with picking it out.
Well, we wanted to get you something special. After all, you are 147 in dog years.
Happy birthday, Dana.
Happy birthday, Barky.
Thank you.
All right, enough of this. Now it is my turn. Happy birthday, sweetie.
An LP.
I got you, babe.
You like it?
This is the most romantic present anybody has ever given me. I can't believe you remembered our song.
Well, how could I forget the first time you told me you loved me? All right. I think you better save some of that for after the next gift.
There's more.
Oh, but of course. Here's something from the bottom of my heart that says just how special you are to me.
God, it's beautiful. And it's inscribed, you're the only one.
Yep. You can't give something like that to just anyone.
I can't wait to put a picture of us inside it.
Inside it?
Well, yeah, it's a locket.
It's a locket.
Yes, you open it up and you put a picture of the one you love in there.
You do? Well, crack that baby open.
No. JT, this is, that's absolutely unnecessary.
Rich, did you put a picture of us in there? You are so sweet. I've gotten a lot of presents in my life, but this is... That's not me.
What?
Get,
You mean that's rich with another woman? Ah!
JT, you're not helping any.
Sweetie, I can explain the picture. You see, it was planted. Mark Furman put that picture there because he had something against me when I was in school.
Look, and wait, how stupid do you think I really am? You thought I'd never figure out that you gave this to another girlfriend?
Actually, yes, you did, because...
This is your last warning. Shush.
Okay.
I don't even believe that you would do this. I don't even want to look at you right now.
Baby. Sweetie, I'm sorry. Don't go. Dana, look, wait. Look, your cake is here. Thank you.
No, Rich. I think it's your cake.
Happy birthday. Eggs. Milk. Oh. Ham.
JT, why don't you shop at the grocery store like everyone else who has their own apartment?
And pay for it? I don't think so.
Oh, hey, guys. You seen Dana? I'm taking her to a movie.
Rich, I don't think Dana's going with you to the movies tonight.
Why not? She didn't say anything about canceling.
That's probably because she's not talking to you.
Well, look, I know Dana was a little upset last night, but I'm sure she's over it by now. Dana's not one to hold a grudge.
Rich, buddy, you live in a special world, huh?
Hi. Hi, Pumpkin.
You know what? You are a lying, insensitive, selfish rat.
Honey, I can explain. Did she seem mad to you?
I told you there were people dumber than me.
You know, Carol, I'm starting to worry about Dad. I mean, last night he was watching Party of Five and talking about starting a grunge rock band.
Yeah, I sure hope he gets over this I want to be young thing soon. We didn't buy a motorcycle.
Hey, Foxy Lady! Come check out Big Daddy's new set of wheels.
Hey, you know, when Old Yeller went crazy, his family just shot him.
I'm thinking about it.
Hey.
Oh, God, I'm married to Fonzie.
Well, honey... What do you think of the old hog?
I think he's an idiot.
I borrowed this from one of the guys on the crew. Why don't you hop on? We'll motor out to the desert and just be.
Frank, get off the bike. Get off the bike. I want to talk to you.
Oh, okay. Make it fast, okay? Because we want to get to the concert and time to get in the mosh pit.
Mosh pit? Frank, I want to tell you something. I love you very much.
Hey, I love you too, babe.
Hey, stop with the finger, Frank.
Carol, I'm just trying to stay young.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. You are young.
Well, when I look in the mirror, I don't see young. Carol, my hair is gray and I need stronger reading glasses and I have to buy relaxed fit jeans. And pretty soon I'm going to be in an adjustable bed with my teeth in a glass watching Matlock.
So you're getting older. So what?
Carol, you're not getting any older. You look better than the day I met you. I don't know why somebody who looks like you is... Well, is going to want to hang around somebody like me if I keep going the direction I'm headed.
You know what I see when I look at you?
Oh, no.
I see a handsome young guy who's in great shape. Who gets better looking every day.
Carol, my knee is gone, my back is...
No, Frank, that is what I really see. And I have to tell you something else, Frank. Sometimes, you know, when I look out the window when you're in the yard working with your shirt off, honest to God, Frank, it takes my breath away.
Really?
Yeah. Here's what I think we should do tonight. Why don't we give the Gin Blossom tickets to the girls? That way we'll get the house all to ourselves, and I will take you upstairs, and I guarantee that I will make you feel years younger.
I think I feel 10 years younger already.
Need rich. In fact, I think we are all better off without men.
You know, you're absolutely right. I mean, they're like leeches. They just latch on and suck the life out of you.
Exactly. What do you think, Karen?
I think that waiter has a great butt.
Don't now, Leech Boy's here.
Hi, Dana.
I'm not talking to you.
I know. I know. I just wanted to apologize for giving you that locket. Baby, that was the dumbest thing I've ever done in my life. I just wanted to get you something to let you know how special you are to me and how much I love you, but I couldn't afford anything nice enough.
Rich, money is not important. I don't care how much you spend on me. What's important is how you make me feel, and giving me somebody else's locket made me feel like dirt.
I know. That's why I have one more thing to say before I go. Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please?
Rich, what are you doing?
Can I just put this right? Thanks. How you doing? So nervous. Hi, my name's Rich. Rich Halke, and this gorgeous woman right here is Dana Foster, the woman I love. You see, I did something really stupid the other day. I gave Dana a locket that I had given to an ex-girlfriend.
What a loser.
I guess I deserve that, huh? Well, that's why I came down here today. Excuse me. So I could tell Dana exactly how special she is to me.
Rich, come on.
They say we're young and we don't know. Won't find out until we grow. Well, I don't know if all that's true. You got me, baby, I got you. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
This is so romantic.
They say our love won't pay the rent. For it's earned, our money's all been spent. I guess that's so, we don't have a pot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. That my hair's too long. I don't care. With you I can't do wrong. Then put your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
They say we're young and we don't know. They say our love won't pay the rent before it turned our money's old.